Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
It looks like right at the top of the division, Gus and M1 have got a fairly good start. They've got a lot of splash on those blades, not as more splash than Robinson M1, which might suggest a better stroke from Robinson M1. And Gutton are taking this very close to the bank here around first post corner. A really tight line. Mind you, they're looking very solid. Big powerhouses in the middle of that boat there. It looks like there's about a length and a half, so roughly on station with Robinson M1, who, again, it looks like they're roughly on station with St. Ed. So best call about St. Ed really chasing up, maybe, but I don't really see that happening around first post corner. Coming right up behind them, we've got Homerton, who are going to have to fend off a real challenge here from Tit Hall M1, who've closed this down to about half a length. That's something that's going to develop round past first post corner. Definitely keep an eye out on that. LMBC here coming up again. They're nowhere near catching Tit Hall. LMBC, in fact, might even have to contend with a bit of a challenge from Keys M2. It's all getting very constricted back here. You might have heard whistles, because behind Keys M2, you've got Jesus M2, who might have a bit of overlap with Hughes Hall M1. Beth, what have you got as we've got overlap round here?
I haven't quite got overlap, but I've got Gurton coming past me looking very strong, followed by Robinson, also looking very strong. No bumps as of yet, but up to Rahul.
So Rahul, there's going to be a concession there from the Cox. Oh, Jesus M2, Hughes Hall have bumped there round first post corner. There's going to be another concession here. It's going to be from Downing. They've conceded. Darwin have bumped Downing before first post corner. Beth, what's happening?
So 2 minutes before first post corner, I've just had some Ed coming past me looking very strong. But Tit Hall are very much closing down on Homerton behind them. They're down to less than a boat length as they take very, very tight lines through grassy. That's one to look out for. I'm going to throw up to Maeve now up at Ditton.
All right, here at Ditton, Robinson are gaining on Gurton. They want the head of M2 and they're definitely half a boat length and still gaining strong. It looks like Gurton, the corner here will be decisive. Less than, very, very close now. There's overlap. Maybe we'll see what Emma sees on the reach. Back to you, Beth.
Thank you, Maeve. So I've just had Keys come past me and then up the clear water behind them. So I'm going to go back to Rahul. What's happened between Christ onwards?
Well, Christ, it looks like, I'm actually not quite sure about Christ. I tell you, is it the position? We're going to have
Maeve?
By Pembroke M2. Maeve, you can see the other boats above them looking they're rowing over.
Emma?
Rahul, we're going to throw up Maeve? To Emma there.
Hi there, here on the long reach we've just had Gurton and Robinson standing around this corner and there is an overlap of about a metre. But Gurton has not conceded yet and they're still pushing, fending off Robinson a little bit at a time as they pull out the corner and onto the long stretch. So it's going to be to whether or not Robinson can keep up with them through the long stretch. They're gaining again, and as they both straighten out, the Gurton Cox is turning her head around, seeing where they're at. We're going to have to see what happens there through the long reach. Yes, Beth?
Okay, thank you, Emma. Just to quickly confirm as well, I think we've had a bump between Christ M2 and Wolfson further down, but I'm going to go to Maeve again. I'm getting Maeve. What's going on?
So it looks like Trinity Hall M1 was going to bump Homerton. They went around the corner into long reach and it was very, very close and I'm not sure what happened, but it looked like a bump was in. Hi, Maeve. So yes, I can confirm that it is still very close as they're on the long reach. It's exactly the same situation as Robinson and Gurton. They're just struggling to catch up with them as they curve and train. And straight behind them again, LFBC 2 and Keys 2 are exactly the same overlap as they pull out of the corner. The bump has been conceded further down, though, between Homerton and Trinity Hall. So Trinity Hall have bumped up on Homerton. St. Ed's are going to have quite a nice row over now. So there's no way they can catch up with Robinson. Beth at Grassy?
Thank you. So at Pembroke and Sydney Sussex compassionately. The bell's going crazy for Pembroke as they were taking very tight line through Grassy massively on Sydney Sussex. And I'm racing alone. Something has gone on between Queen's and Corpus Christi. So while Rahul finds out what that is, we're going to throw up to Mayor Ditton. What's happening?
All right, here, Corpus have overlap with Queen's M2, and I think a bump is about to happen. They are very, very close. Both crews very strong going into the corner now. We'll see what happens. And Pembroke are about to bump. Pembroke are about to bump Sydney. They're pulling away. It's a canvas. Again, the corner. We'll have to see what happens, Emma, on the reach.
Yes, I'll keep an eye on them, but I can confirm right now that Robinson have bumped Girton and Keith have bumped LMBC halfway up the reach. They all happened around the same place. Turning around the corner now, I can see Queens being chased by Corpus Christi. There's an overlap between one of those, and it's being conceded by the Queens Cox just at the edge of Sisson Corner. So it looks like first and third M2 are going to have a nice, calm row over. May, what can you see on Sisson?
Yeah, I think that Pembroke M2 did bump up on Sydney M1.
I can see Sydney and Pembroke, they're coming past me now, they're not pulling over to the side of the bank, so it looks like they're still trying to fend off that bump. Sydney Sussex are pushing really hard, there's some difficult looking faces, but equally Pembroke M2 are really pushing hard. You can probably hear the cowbells in the background here as they pull into the long reach. They're in the straight stretch now, which is wonderfully calm. All of the boats are pulled aside, so it's just going to be a race to the strength as to who can catch up with who. It looks like Sydney Sussex are pulling over to one side. I'm not sure if that's because they're conceded or if the Cox is taking a different line. But we'll have to confirm what happens with that as they move further up the long reach. They've reached the point on the reach now where the other three bumps happened earlier in the race. Perhaps there's something to do with catching up with each other around the corner at that area, but there's quite a bit of distance now. They've both taken very different lines on the right and left side of the river, so we're going to have to confirm that one later. I'm afraid they're going out of my eyesight. So Beth, would you like to give a summary?
I will do my best to give a summary. Before I do, Emma, did you just see Girton, Robinson and St Edge row past you at the start, or were there any bumps up there?
Yes, Robinson did bump up on Girton halfway down the reach. There were three bumps, Robinson, Girton, Trinity Hall, Homerton, and Keys and LMBC, that happened in around the same area of the long reach. Both of them were chasing each other around Sisson Corner, and it took them until about halfway down the long reach, just out of sight of the railway bridge, and they all bumped.
Okay, thank you very much, Emma. So taking you through what we think has happened there, at the top, Girton have been bumped down again. So Robinson are now the sandwich boat in the M1 division. St Edmunds will have had a row over. Homerton were bumped by Trinity Hall. Lady Margaret bumped by Keys 2. Jesus 2 bumped by Hughes Hall 1. They've just come past me with foliage in their hair. Congratulations to them. Downing 2 bumped by Darwin 1. Again, who had some lovely foliage. There's excellent foliage. The weather really has brought it out. Christ 2 bumped by Wolfson 1. Wolfson still onto their blades. Their first and third will have had a very nice long row over. Then we've had Queens 2 bumped by... No. Queens 2 bumping up on first and third. Okay, I have got different results to Rahul at the moment, so we will have to confirm the very bottom of that division. I'm slightly confused with what's happened between first and third, Queens and Corpus. And it sounded like Sydney, Sussex and Pembroke were going to be fighting to the death. I wouldn't be surprised if Pembroke managed to get a bump up on them. Sorry, briefly before we go back to the studio, Emma, what exactly happened between Fat, Queens and Corpus?
First and third rode over, Corpus and Queens bumped just on the beginning of the long reach here.
Okay, fantastic, Emma. So we reckon that Corpus bumped on Queens.
97.2 Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Is indeed, and we're going to throw down to Emma, who is Riverside. Emma, hello.
Hello there, yes, I'm back down at the results tent and just admiring the top of the women's division as they push away from the bank and set off for the row to the bottom of the division, to the top of the division, sorry, where they'll set up ready for W1 in a few minutes. But for now, I have the confirmed results for the M2 division that we just had. This was absolutely bumperlicious. There were loads and loads of bumps. In fact, there was only two row overs. So get ready, guys. Girton M1 were bumped by Robinson M1. St Edmunds M1 were one of the two row overs. Homerton M1 were bumped over bumped by Trinity Hall M1. Lady Margaret M2 were bumped by Hughes M2. Jesus M2 were bumped by Hughes Hall M1. Downing M2 were bumped by Darwin M1. Christ's M2 were bumped by Wolfson M1. First and Third M2 had that second row over. Queen's M2 were bumped by Corpus Christi M1. And the bump that we missed out on was Sydney Sussex M1 being bumped by Pembroke M2. So there are plenty of boats there that are on for their blades or on for their spoons. And honestly, I haven't had a chance to go through and pick them all out. There's plenty.